in the air? Can you feel the excitement in the air?
You know what I'm talking about, Mad Dog. You know what I'm talking
about. It's playoff time.
Playoffs?
You gotta love it, Brian.
North Coast
section playoffs. I get pumped up every year at this time of year. It's better than Thanksgiving dinner.
It is.
Hey, and coming from me,
you
that's
don't
big
even
time
have to
right
clean
there.
Up the plates.
No. Just show up and kick behind.
That's right. You got a couple of guests here with you. They look excited, too.
They're pumped up and ready to go. Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. Well, fans, we're back on the road tomorrow as the number 5-seeded Delmar Warriors travel to the Bay Area to take on the number 1-seeded Marin Catholic, 11-0 on the season, ranked number 3 overall in North Coast sections. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Saturday. Nothing tonight, folks. 1 p.m. Saturday. Pregame will start at 12:30. You can listen to the game on 97.9 or on DelnortSports.com all over the world. And in the studios today, I'm honored to have two great standout student athletes, seniors, R.J. Lofton and Giancarlo DiCellini. Fellas, welcome back to the show. Both of you have made appearances early in the season on the show, second time through. Shout outs to anybody out there, Giancarlo?
I'd like to give a shout out to my parents and all my family that likes to tune into the game and supports me.
RJ.
I want to shout out my family. They're my biggest supporters.
So taking a look, last week, Del Norte was snubbed the home game with being a league champ, ended up with a 5-seed, traveled to Tennyson, where they defeated Tennyson by a final score of 50-14. Giancarlo, talking a little bit about the week leading up, Selection Sunday, found out you weren't going to be at home. You're going to have to be traveling next week. I'm sure you guys got together at practice. What was that week of practice like, knowing that you had a little chip on your shoulder?
It was definitely intense. You know, everybody's a little pissed off that we didn't get a home game. We felt that we deserved that. So practice, coaches were not messing around. They made sure that we were doing everything. You know, everybody had a little chip on their shoulder and want to go out and beat that team.
So, taking a look, not only did you guys want to beat that team, but your parents, your fans. I can tell you this, North Coast Sections has never had a traveling team with a fan base you guys had last week in the Bay Area, 7 hours away. RJ, what was it like to run out on that field and see your fans outnumber the Tennyson fans when they were at home?
We definitely had more fans than they did, and it's amazing how our fans come out like that. They're really our 12th man.
You know, we talked a little bit. I saw Coach White, you know, after a couple big stands off the get-go, getting the crowd fired up. What was it like on every play that you guys made? It seemed like the momentum was building, even with your fans. They were in every play.
Yeah, they really show up and show out.
What keys to the game last week was your running attack. Oh, my goodness. You guys ran over them in the first half, just it didn't seem like they were even out on the field, as in you guys just kind of ran over them. Keys to running the ball last week and all season for you guys, Giancarlo?
It definitely starts in practice, you know, getting all the reps. That's most of what our practice consists of, just getting reps, doing all our plays. And it starts with our O-line. We have a really great O-line that really stepped up this season. And I want to thank them, shout them out.
I want to throw out a couple stats real quick before we get to RJ's response on that. DiCellini, your rushing average, your rushing totals this year, 64 for 1,055 yards. You're averaging 16.5 yards per carry. Your rushing totals for career, 1,900 yards, 23 rushing touchdowns, receiving 23 catches for 10 touchdowns. And by the way, Lofton is 116 yards away from 3,000 yards rushing for his career. He needs 35 tonight to hit 1,000. Not very often you get the opportunity as two running backs to hit 1,000. Two running backs on one team to hit 1,000 in a season. RJ, up front, you guys got some animals up front. I have never seen inside the 20 so many times that you've gone into the end zone without being touched. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably half the time you're looking around to see who is going to hit me because I'm just kind of trotting into the end zone. That's got to be a great feeling, but you owe it up front.
Yeah, the line really makes it easy on us.
Give me some shout out to some names.
Big Hoss, Jacob Dane. We got Jace Montonia. We got Kai Russell, Bridger Ratner, and Bryson Price.
Absolutely. Those guys are animals up front. And they had a little chip on their shoulder. You could tell right off the get-go. And I knew when I watched the first film of Tennyson, when I watched the Monday after we found out who we were playing, they stood straight up on the line. I said, oh, no, Dane and those boys are going to just push him backwards like a sled. And that's exactly what they did. They did a fantastic job. But since we're talking about the rushing attack, kind of slipping into a role this year after Skarick and Harrison kind of had injuries at the beginning of the season, Aiden Mantonia came in, and the sophomore what has been absolutely crucial to the three-headed monster. 56 carries, 697 yards, and he's averaging, yes, a measly 12 yards a carry rushing the ball also. What's it been like to have the sophomore under your guys' wings?
Oh, we love that guy. We like to call him our little bro, but he's really stepped up this year. You know, he probably didn't think he was going to be starting at running back this year, and he stepped up. He's proved that he has a skill and ability to keep up with us. I'm really glad we got him.
Well, it's nothing against Skarick and Harrison, because they've done a fantastic job defensively coming down the stretch. Your linebacking crew and the IQ that you guys have is unbelievable. What does a week look like for you guys? How much film do you guys really watch during the week?
We all coaches make sure are on us to make sure we watch. They want to know that we watch a lot of film, and we do. We really break it down, and we make sure that every kid knows what they're doing, and we got to know what the team's doing, so we have to watch our fair share of film.
RJ, do you guys go home and watch it, or do you guys watch it in the film room, or how does that work with you guys?
I'll sit there and watch an English class.
No, don't say that.
I sit there. She gets mad, but I'll do it.
So you just eat, breathe, sleep, film during the week.
Yeah.
I could definitely tell, because when it came to Tayshawn last week, probably the best player you've ever played against in a lot of situations.
Yeah,
you guys seem to be three people around the ball, around him every time he caught the ball. Do you think that was key to it, was watching the film?
Yeah, watching film and the game plan we had on him.
Well, speaking of film, we're gonna take a quick break in the action. But when we get back, we're going to talk about tomorrow's opponent, Marin Catholic, the number one seed, in just a moment.
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and your local health department. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. This message brought to you by Del Norte Public Health and Office of Emergency Services.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show, where Del Norte is on the road tomorrow, heading down to Kent Field as the Del Norte Warriors will take on the number one seeded Marin Catholic. It's going to be a tough game for the Warriors in a lot of different ways. They're traveling down today, leave at 10 o'clock. They're going to be escorted out by emergency services. So if you're out and about 101 at 10 o'clock, get out there, throw your sparkly signs up, rip your shirts off, do whatever you got to do to support this team as they take off, heading down to the Bay Area. But you get to ride in the no tour bus, but you got my dad as a bus driver. That's got to be, you know, some kind of consolation.
For the ride.
That's right. Prepare for the ride. But you go down today. You'll get to rest tonight. What's it like? Not too often do you guys get the opportunity to rest the night before. What does that kind of look like for you guys? Do you guys go down and practice today at all, or do any walkthroughs? Or what does that itinerary look like?
Usually we like to do at least one or two walkthroughs today, and then we just go travel down. We get a good night's rest. So it feels a lot better having to go travel down early morning.
Tonight, I would be remiss if I didn't mention tonight, the other Big Four game will be St. Bernard's taking on San Marin. As St. Bernard's had a little chip on their shoulder also, the five seed had to travel last week to number four, De Anza. And it was about the same result in the aspect of the physical hard-nosed play from the HDN kind of dominates down in the Bay Area. And it showed St. Bernard's defeated De Anza by a final score of 51-25. They'll take on number one seed at San Marin tonight down in Novato. So it'll be a tough matchup for St. Bernard's. And the other game in our division is the number two seed at Aquilanis taking on Cardinal Newman tonight. And that'll be at Aquilanis High. And Del Norte, the number five seed, taking on Marin Catholic. Let's break down Marin Catholic real quick. DeSalini, We got to talk a little bit about their offense and the aspect of what they want to do. Defensively, what is your keys?
Defensively, you know, they're really good. They're really disciplined, well coached. They know what they're doing. So I think it's like a 60-40. They want to pass. They want to run. So we're definitely going to be dealing with the pass a little bit. But we break down film. We've been practicing all week. I think we got a good idea what they're doing.
RJ, it seems like every time you get the ball, it's kind of no hurry. Let me see what my blockers are going to give me. I'm just going to follow Brody Matz, put my arm on his back shoulder and just see where he takes me kind of thing. What are going to be the keys for your rushing attack tonight against this stout Marin Catholic front seven?
You got to be able to find them holes and wait for the cutbacks or to wait for the bounce outside. We'll find their weaknesses for sure.
I think the key is for the Warriors to be patient, you know, and stay on schedule. A lot of times we talk about it in the pros, like in San Francisco and all those kind of things. But it's just as important for you guys to stay on schedule as in that second and four, that third and two, instead of the third and 15, the second and 12, right? Penalties have bothered you guys in a couple games this year. How important is it during the week of practice that we talk about the mistakes and the penalties?
I mean, mistakes happen, but coaches, they really know they happen, so we have to try not to make them happen, I guess. I don't know.
Giancarlo, we're talking a little bit about special teams. It's been a big spark plug for you guys in a lot of different aspects. How important is it for your special teams to make a play tomorrow to maybe shift momentum?
It's going to be really important. I think it was really important in our game last week. You know, we went out there, did our onside kick, we got the ball. And I think that was a big game changer. It really changed the tone, set the, you know, we got the ball, we went down and scored, and that kind of like showed the other, I think that scared the other team a little bit, but they weren't ready for that, you know. So it's a big part, you know, we got to go, we got to make sure they don't get a good return, and then on kick return, we got to make sure we go and get a good return.
Numbers, numbers, numbers. The last time you guys faced a team with the upwards of 40, 45 players, RJ, was against South Medford. And I believed in the fourth quarter, you guys, especially you two and a couple of the linemen, it got tiring and it was 100 degrees out. It's not going to be 100 this time, but fatigue. Have you guys been working hard? Are you guys ready to play those four quarters against a team that shifts out linemen on third down like a college team? How are you guys prepared physically for this?
Yeah, I think so. Coach and I actually been running as hard since playoffs started, and we've been running hard the whole season, but that South Medford game really got us.
Giancarlo, it's got to be intimidating to a certain extent looking over and there's 45 to 50 guys on the other side. And you know you're going both ways the whole game.
It is a little bit intimidating, you know, seeing all those guys, seeing how many subs they got. And they're all decent guys, you know. If one guy goes down, they got a just as good a guy to come back in. So it's definitely going to be a challenge.
But I think the key is for Del Norte, you can only play 11 at a time. It don't matter how many you got on the sideline, and a lot of heart and pride. I know you'll travel well. I know we'll have tons of fans down there to root on the Warriors. St. Bernard's against San Marin. Wouldn't it be nice if St. Bernard's could win tonight, Giancarlo?
It would be nice. You know, I think they got a chip on their shoulder. They only lost by one last year, so it'll be a good rematch and see how good San Marin is, and we know how good St. Bernard is, so it'll be a good game to see.
We know somebody's going to get hit hard, absolutely. Keys for tomorrow for you, RJ. Last time, what do you got? What are the keys for you guys tomorrow?
The keys is to win. We got to win.
Score more points than they do?
Yeah.
It's a simple game, Mike. Simple, you know, game. What? All you got to do is score more points than the other team. If we just break it down like that, who cares what their record is? Who cares how many players they have?
Whatever.
Put up more points.
That's it. That's the key of the game there.
Win the game, dang it. Perfectly simply said by RJ Lofton.
Don't forget to send off at 10 o'clock today.
Send off 10 o'clock. Get out there with your posters and your signs and you're gonna go out, and you said you're gonna take your shirt off and paint a D in on your chest, Mike. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Luke Bryan.
KPOD FM.